Good evening and welcome to this week's meeting of Blues for Use, the club where the only rule is, if it sounds like the blues, it surely is the blues. My name is Rob and I'll be your chairman for tonight's meeting, which is absolutely packed full of some really great music, like this one from Arthur William Big Boy Crudup. He was an American Delta blues singer, songwriter and guitarist who recorded many songs on the Bluebird label, like this one in 1942, Gonna Follow My Baby. He's best known for his songs That's All Right, My Baby Left Me and So Glad You're Mine, all recorded by Elvis Presley.
I was standing at that Greyhound bus station when my baby got on board. I was standing at that Greyhound bus station when my baby got on board. I was standing there begging, baby, please don't go. Now when that Greyhound bus was leaving with my baby all inside, when that Greyhound bus was leaving with my baby all inside, well, and I couldn't do nothing. Lord would hang my head and cry. Why should I cry? There's a bus going that same old way. Why should I stand here crying? There's a bus going that same old way. I will find a woman that I love some old lonesome day. I'm gonna catch me a Greyhound right until his tongue touch the ground. I'm gonna catch me a Greyhound bus right until his tongue, Lord, touch the ground. I'm gonna follow that woman that I love, although she helped put me down.
Good Morning Schoolgirl is a standard that has been identified as an influential part of the blues. Pre-war Chicago blues vocalist and harmonica player John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson first recorded it in 1937. Subsequently, a variety of artists have recorded versions of the song, usually calling it Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. When the Yardbirds were looking for a song to follow up their first single, they chose this song, but with a tune written by Don Lovell and Bob Love. The single was released in October 1964 in the UK, where it reached number 44 in the singles chart.
Oh, decision, baby.
Eddie Boyd was born on a plantation in Mississippi. He learned to play the guitar and the piano. Boyd moved to the Beale Street district of Memphis, Tennessee in 1936, where he played with his group, the Dixie Rhythm Boys. Then, in 1941, he joined the great migration of American Africans north to the factories of Chicago. Later, he recorded for Bluebird Records, accompanying such musicians as Sonny Boy Williamson, Muddy Waters, and Tampa Red, before making his first recording under his own name in 1947. This song, Got Lonesome Here, was recorded in July of 1947. My Mojo Working is a blues song written by Preston Red Foster and first recorded by singer Ann Cole in 1956. Foster's lyrics describe several amulets or talismans called mojo, which are associated with hoodoo. In 1957, Muddy Waters adapted the song with some different lyrics and a new musical arrangement. As a blues standard, it has been recorded by numerous artists. The song was the subject of copyright litigation, after which it was agreed Preston Foster had all rights to the song. From 1973, this version is by Frank Frost.
Giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman giving me advice. I got some red hot chips, got to keep on high.
Got You On My Mind is a song written by Howard Biggs and Joe Thomas and first recorded by John Greer and the Rhythm Rockers in 1951. It's since been covered by many artists, including this version by Eric Clapton in 2001, which was included on the album Reptile.
My mind, feeling down.
Thomas Jordan was an American multi-instrumentalist, songwriter and bandleader who was popular from the late 1930s to the early 1950s. Known as the King of the Jukebox, he earned his highest profile towards the end of the swing era. Groovin' in Paris is one of his most popular recordings.